Welcome to the Fit Life with MJ podcast, where you'll learn how to become the most unstoppable, healthy, fit, and confident version of yourself your way. Listen in as I drop weekly real and raw solo episodes and interviews with industry professionals covering all things fitness, mindset, and personal development to inspire and teach you how to get results and level up on your terms. I'm your host, MJ, certified personal trainer, nutrition, mindset, and personal development coach. I cannot wait to share today's episode with you. So let's get into it. Hello, my lovelies. Welcome back to another episode of the Fit Life with MJ podcast. I am so excited to have you with me. Solo episode coming in hot today. And this episode, I can already tell, because this is how I felt when I was writing my talking points for this episode. I already know that within the first few minutes of what I'm about to say, you're going to be thinking, okay, this is a little deep and maybe a little bit woo-woo, but I really want to know how this works. So I'm going to keep listening. So do that. Keep listening, because today I want to talk about how you can use your thoughts to create your dream body and life. So whatever you want to achieve, like your biggest dreams when it comes to how fit you want to feel and be, how fit you want to look, how you want to feel health-wise, how you want your life to be, like where you want to live, the job you want to have, how you want your day-to-day life to be, all of those things, how you can actually make them your reality simply by the way that you think. Well, starting with the way that you think. And I'm going to talk to you about how that then becomes your reality. I've been seeing this happen for me so much recently. And when I look back at my entire fitness journey and my entire journey really since starting my personal development journey and getting into self-awareness, emotional intelligence, spiritual awareness, I'm really noticing how my thoughts have been where it all started. And I want to share that with you guys because this might be a concept you've never heard of before. It might be a concept that you've never even thought of before. You might be thinking, what the hell is this girl on about? But also, if you're not where you want to be with your health, your fitness, or your life at the moment, it's because the things you're currently doing in your day-to-day life based off the thoughts you currently have manifested your reality right now. So if you're not happy with that, something's got to change. And this episode could be the thing that's going to open that door for you to help you understand how you can be that change for yourself very easily. Now, you've probably also heard of the law of attraction or vibrational frequencies. I know a lot of my girls who do listen have been tuned in some way to how those things work. I want to go into a deeper level of explaining it for you, because I know even for myself, when I was first learning about the law of attraction and vibrational frequencies, I was like, okay, yeah, cool. I get it. Like, put the thoughts out there and it happens. But there's this disconnection in the belief that it works and the understanding of how it works. And I'm one of those people, and I know a lot of you girls are too, because I get this feedback all the time. I need to understand how something works so that I can fully immerse into it, if that makes sense. And I want to give you guys that opportunity today to fully understand how your thoughts really actually do impact what you want to achieve, the outcomes that you have in your day-to-day life, because understanding it is going to help you believe it more. It's going to help you do it more, and it's going to help you actually see the outcomes a lot more. So, I mean, this is why I'm so obsessed with combining self-awareness, personal development, spiritual awareness with the actual fitness side of things, because it has such a huge impact on your life and your fitness and your body and your health. Like, your mind is your body. And if you want to improve your health and your fitness, like, your mind is included in that. And if you can use the power of your mind, well, you can, if you learn to use the power of your mind to dictate the actions you take in relation to your health and fitness, you can actually use your thoughts to control the outcomes to get the outcome you want much easier. So if you're currently sort of struggling to align yourself with the actions you need to take to where you want to be, this is going to help you. And the reason I know that that is true, I'm going to use myself as an example straight off the bat here, and I'll explain how this works further on in the episode. But me, for example, you all know that right now I'm training for my first ever triathlon. And that over, like, say a decade ago for me, that was something that I would have looked at and gone, yep, that's for those people. Like, I will never be fit or capable enough to go in a triathlon. Like, no one could have even convinced me to get on a road bike because there was no way that I felt aligned to that action. Hells yeah, I wanted to be fit AF. I wanted to be as fit as I possibly could be. I would have loved to have been as fit as those people back then. But I didn't feel aligned as that being a possibility for me. I wasn't mentally there. And so it wasn't manifesting as my reality. But over the course of time, I've been thinking about my fitness, thinking about becoming fitter, becoming my best, pushing myself, pushing my boundaries. And in the process of doing that, my thoughts have aligned more and more with what challenges me, enjoying the challenge, wanting the challenge. Now, training for my first triathlon, because I've built the alignment in my thoughts, I've become comfortable with those thoughts. And so my actions are now aligning to that. And I've never been fitter. So I'm going to use that to preface the power of this, but we're going to go in. I'm going to talk about how the frequency of your thoughts actually makes these things happen for you. So if at the moment you're not quite happy with where you're at with your fitness or your body, and you're just thinking, I really want it, and you're jumping from diet to diet, and you just, nothing ever seems to stick because you're taking the actions, but the thoughts aren't aligned with it, then this one's going to help you actually step into that alignment. So if there's any part of your fitness journey that you're struggling with, any part of your life that you aren't happy with, but you just don't know how to get to where you want to be, keep listening. Take notes if you're a note taker. So the first thing I want to break down is the thoughts that you have are literally a frequency, because your brain basically runs off electricity, right? And frequencies. Your thoughts aren't physical things that you can hold in your hand. They're a frequency. And we all know we can't see frequencies. They're all around us, but you can't see it. They're just passing through us all the time. And there's different frequencies in the universe. There's high frequencies, low frequencies, and everything in between. And it's the same as if, and I'm sure you've heard this before, if you've heard anything about vibrational frequency and the law of attraction, you've heard the analogy of, you know, if you've got, you know, you've got money in your bank account and you go into your banking app and you send that money to someone else, your phone is transmitting radio waves to a tower that bounces to the central server of the bank that then tells it you just sent this other person money, and then it just bounces that information through radio waves to all of the respective places, or the same way that you use your TV remote to change channel on your TV. And it's picking up the radio frequency from your remote to the TV. So the remote sending the signal and the TV is tuned to pick up that exact same frequency. And once it does, it responds to it. See what I mean? Or like when you press the lock button on your car locker, on your keys, you're not even near your car and you press the lock button, the radio waves fly through, your car receives it and it locks. It's the same thing. So our thoughts are that same kind of frequency. Your thoughts can have an effect on the energy of the atmosphere around you, which is why you'll always, and this is a topic for another day, but you'll always hear, you know, try and stay high vibe, high vibrational frequencies. You're a vibrational match for the things that you attract into your life. Yes, you are. And that's where it can kind of get a little bit confusing. It's like, well, how do I know that, you know, the things I want, how do I know what frequency they're on? It's not just that you have to know what frequency they're on. It's not the same as like knowing what store has the shoes that you want to buy. So you go to that store. It's like you don't have to know exactly the frequency, but if you've got it in your mind, your brain will subconsciously take actions that align you to the things that are going to get you to where you want to be. And so it's like a combination of thoughts that then open you up to the frequency of the things that you need to attract in. You then happen across those things, you take action on them, and then you get to where you want to be. So I hope that makes sense. So think about it like this as well. Okay. So if your thoughts are frequencies and they're not actual physical manifestations of anything, and this has been proven in quantum physics, I know that's getting a little bit deep, but hey, if it's proven in science, I like to cross over between science and the spiritual side of things, or like the quantum side of things. Whatever you want to label it. I like, you know, a bit of the sort of the woo-woo, like, okay, this is how it works, you know, like magnetic frequencies, vibrational frequencies, but then like the quantum physics proves that these things are possibilities and are actual reality. So if your thoughts are frequencies, but they're not actual physical manifestations of anything, they're not physically manifested until you take action on them and observe the outcome. So what that means is your dream body and dream life already exist. They're already possibilities for you. They're part of a network of infinite possibilities that you can have. All you have to do is align your thoughts with the outcome you want, because then you'll be taking actions towards that outcome and you will manifest it into your physical reality. Once you start seeing that reality, observing that reality, it then becomes your fabricated reality, if that makes sense. So the body you want, the fitness you want, the life you want, it already exists as one of infinite possibilities that you can have. You just align yourself with it using your thoughts and then you take those actions. So your thoughts can literally change the way that your life goes. Now, how does that then also make your brain take the right actions to get to where you want to be? You've probably heard people say when you're trying to manifest something, focus on the what, not the how, because this is the exact principle of that. If you're focusing visually, mentally picturing what it is you want to achieve, how it happens isn't going to be in your control. And the more you try and control it, the more you're probably going to stuff it up, because you're not even going to realize half the things that are being put in your path for you to take action on to actually get the outcome you want. Now, you get to choose what your thoughts are. So if you're not happy with your current reality, your current fitness, your current life, start imagining your life the way you want it. Start picturing it as if it's there right now. If you want to live in a penthouse apartment that overlooks the ocean, stand at your kitchen table and visualize that that's your reality. Align yourself with those thoughts, because we've got to also take into consideration that we live in these human brains, these human bodies with brains that like to keep us alive, to keep everything known and familiar and normal, and will resist any change. So I've talked about this in some episodes previously about your sense of self and identity being the thing that will hold you back from becoming the fittest version of yourself if you let it, because your brain wants to stay in what's known, what is safe. Well, it's considered safe because it's the known. Change is considered unsafe by our brains, and anything considered unsafe could kill us. Our brains want to keep us alive, so they resist change. And if you currently identify with your current lifestyle, you've got a certain job you don't like, you're not happy with your level of fitness, but that's who you are, and you identify as those things, your body and brain are going to resist change. How do we stop ourselves from resisting that change and actually step into the version of ourselves we want to become? You do it by starting with your thoughts, because your brain does not know the difference between imagined and real. And the reason for that is because everything that can be imagined can be real. It just depends on what you take action on. Nothing actually manifests into reality until you take action on a certain thing to create a physical outcome that you observe, which then makes it real. So anything that you want to have, anything at all is absolutely possible. You just have to align your thoughts with it. And the powerful part of that is that once you start aligning your thoughts with what you want, it actually starts to become normal for you in your subconscious brain. And then your brain is going to start taking actions and noticing things that you need to take action on that are going to help you make that those thoughts and that visualization become your reality. Your subconscious brain has really got no choice but to make what you think about become your reality. That's literally what it does. It takes an idea, a belief, a thought inside your mind, and it just sets about, okay, that's what it is. Those are the actions we're going to take, and that's the reality we're going to manifest because of that. And a lot of us don't realize this, and so we fall into these patterns of just going through life day to day, just thinking that life is as the cards fall and we have to take it as it comes. You don't at all. You get to choose how it comes. So if you're currently living in a house you don't like, but you can't see a way out, you're like, I don't know how I'm ever going to get out of this house. I can't afford to buy a new one. I can't afford the bond to move. can't leave this particular neighborhood. My friends and family here need support with the kids or whatever. Or you don't know how you're going to get a job in another city, even though you'd really love to live near the beach in this penthouse apartment. You've got no idea how you're going to make the money to do it. You don't know how any of it's going to happen. So you believe it can't happen because you can't see how it's going to happen. And that's the human brain taking over. It's the, we don't know how, your human brain thinks it needs to take the action purely just to get the outcome. It doesn't realize that the subconscious brain can change what you take action on. So, no, I hope that made sense, but you get what I'm getting at. If you can stand in your kitchen of the house you're not happy living in at the moment, but visualize it to be what you want, visualize in your mind, instead of standing at the kitchen bench looking at a splashback of ugly tiles, you're looking out at the ocean and you're at the, I don't know, 18th floor of a high-rise building and you're just, is 18 floors even high-rise? You're on the top floor. You're in the penthouse. You're looking out and you're like, holy shit, like this is my reality. You're feeling it. Like how would that feel to be on the, in that penthouse knowing that you made that your reality? Like feel that, because thoughts aren't the only thing that are vibrational frequencies. Feelings are too. Feelings are more powerful vibrational frequencies. So if you can put out the feeling of what it is, what it feels like to have the reality you want, game over. Like you've got no choice but to make it yours because now you're immersed in it. Like that's the level of frequency you're putting out there. You're going to attract nothing but things that lead you to that. And the way that our brains actually help make that happen is because if you're standing in a kitchen, regardless of what your actual surroundings are, if you're picturing in your mind, thinking, visualizing, and feeling how you want it to be, that's what your subconscious brain is seeing. It's not seeing the actual tiles around you, even better if you close your eyes. But if you can just picture it in your head, how it looks to be standing out, penthouse, kitchen splashbacks like glass, you're looking out at the ocean and you're just feeling how amazing that feels to have that freedom, to have that life that you created that you always wanted. That then will start to become your norm. And your brain will start feeling more and more comfortable with that imagery. It will start to become a part of who your brain thinks you are. And if that's what your brain thinks is your reality, it's going to take action to make it your reality. Same exact thing with your body. Now, if you had said to me 10 years ago, MJ, you're going to be training for a triathlon in 10 years' time, I'd be like, how do we do that? What steps have I got to take to become fit enough to even think I've got half a chance? I know like back then I wasn't even a fitness coach 10 years ago, but I was not far off. But there was no way I would ever think I had it in me to do a triathlon. No way known. And if you had said to me, right, set about doing it, make it happen, you know, take the necessary steps, I would have been like, I don't know what steps to take. I don't know. But I was watching triathletes thinking, oh, to be that fit. And I was imagining, I was picturing it. How would it look to be that fit? And then every time I leveled up in my fitness, I was picturing the next game, the next goal. Like, okay, I'm this fit now. How would it be to be that fit? Reach that level. Oh, how would it be to be that fit? Reach that level. I could not have pieced this together if I tried to do it 10 years ago. But because I stayed trained on the, I just want to send it with my fitness and I just want to be the fittest I can, my brain just kept taking actions aligned with that, pushing myself. Like the fear that I had of even pushing hard enough to run 10K after cycling 40K, after swimming 1.5K, that's a lot. You know, like there's a lot of fear behind how hard that's going to feel on the day, let alone training for it. But back then, I was fearful of those things, which made me resistant to taking the actions to do it. Whereas now, because I've focused so much on how amazing it would be to feel that fit, the fear is gone now because the idea of being that fit is just what my brain thinks is normal now. And so I've trained my brain to actually think, oh, we are that fit. Oh, we better get about training for a triathlon then, because that's just who we are, you know? So if you're in a moment right now where you just don't feel like you could ever reach the level you want to get to with your fitness in your life, don't hold yourself back just because you think you can't get there because you can't see a clear path. Forget about the how. Let your thoughts do the work. It all starts there. Picture where you want to get to and hold those visualizations in your mind. I am literally walking proof that this works, not only with my fitness, and so many people are too. You've only got to look at a personal development podcast or Instagram account or something, that there is some level of your thoughts create your reality everywhere. And this, what I'm saying just now, is kind of breaking down how that works for you so you can really see. Because there's so many things in my life that have become my reality because I visualized them and I kept visualizing them and feeling what it would feel like to have it. And now I do, because my brain was seeking out to manifest the fabrication reality of what I was picturing in my head. It's just how things work. We don't know the how. We don't know how it's going to happen. We just end up doing it. It just happens upon us. We come across the things and the opportunities that lead us to where we want to get to. So, for example, my move to the Sunshine Coast, like, who would have thought in their wildest dreams that a relationship was going to swoop up out of nowhere that was strong enough in the moment to convince me to uproot my life from Melbourne, where I was convinced I was going to live forever, even though, get this, guys, every moment I was getting myself to the beach in Port Melbourne, visualizing what it would be like to be on the beach in the Gold Coast, wasn't thinking Sunshine Coast, but beach, you know, in Queensland, with the actual waves that you can surf every day instead of just when the weather's shit, because that's what Port Melbourne beach is like. I was down there imagining what life would be like if I lived in Queensland. I wasn't even realizing that I was doing it half the time, because I never believed actually that I would ever move here. I just loved it up here and I always felt so at home next to the beach. But now look, just simply because it started becoming normal for my brain to picture me at the beach with waves, to live in a beachside suburb. And the move to the apartment I live in now, this is something I did manifest on purpose, was having an apartment in a building that was very modern, very new, great facilities. And the minute we saw this apartment, we told the real estate agent we wanted to have it. And we weren't even supposed to get it because it wasn't available. It was available 4 weeks before we were ready, and they gave it to us anyway. Like, these are the little things that would happen. Whereas, say, if my thoughts had been trained on moving to the country, do you really think I would have taken any action towards moving to the beach? Because the thoughts and actions would have been aligned with moving to the country. I would have been seeking places out there. I would have been nowhere near looking at things on the coast. So your thoughts drive you to the destination you want to get to. It's like your own Google Maps in your head. And the visualization of where you want to get to is literally you just typing in the address. And then vibrational frequencies and your brain taking action to make what you're thinking become your reality are basically what paves the path to get there. So you don't know the path until you arrive at it. But training your thoughts on the what will get you there. So I really just wanted to break this down for my girls here who might be kind of feeling a little bit hopeless, like, because I know there's a lot of you out there who are very much like I used to be. Like, you understand healthy eating. You get it. Like, you know you need to be fueling your body. You know you need to be eating healthy foods. You know you need to be exercising somewhat, but you're not sure how much to eat. You're not sure how to break your macros down. You're not really sure exactly what exercises you should be doing at the gym, and it's all just very confusing. You're not really sure how to take steps forward in your life to get to where you want to be. And you're very stuck in the thinking that you need to know the answers and take the action and trying to really plan and force every next step, which is why a lot of us fall into the trap of going for these ditch diets or falling for these health gimmicks that promise fast results, when really, if you just let your thoughts, let yourself visualize how you want to be, you will naturally gravitate towards the things that are going to help you get there. And a lot of my Fit Life Fam girls have done exactly this. We've actually spoken about this in our sign-up chats when they're getting started with the Fit Life Fam. And they've said, I was asking for something like this. Like, I've been looking for you. And we've both just basically said, look, law of attraction, the universe has put us both in each other's paths so that I could help you and give you what you needed. And that's exactly how it happens. Like, you could just be scrolling. You're probably listening to this episode wondering how the hell you came across it. And now you're like, oh, I get it. Your thoughts somehow created the vibrational frequency for you to be put in alignment with this episode. And now you're listening to it because you're in tune with that. Because if you weren't thinking about losing weight or making any improvements to yourself or your life, you probably would have seen this episode and gone, skip, or just brushed straight past it because you weren't on the frequency. But because you were on the frequency, this episode came into your feed, you're hearing it, and now you're clicking and you're getting this information, and this information is taking you that next step further towards reaching your goals. You see how it all works? Or like, say, for example, you're going to the store and there's a line at the cash register, but you nearly went earlier, but something happened and you had to go later. And when you did get to the store, there was a man in front of you, or some man, woman, whatever, in front of you in the line who happens to be someone who has a skill set that you need. Like, let's say you're trying to become a podcaster or a YouTuber or something, and you bumped into a guy who just so happens to be a video editor, and he's offered to edit your videos. Whereas if you had gone to the store earlier, you wouldn't have bumped into him. It's little synchronicities like this that will happen without you even realizing. And that's all to do with vibrational frequencies. You're putting the thoughts out there and the intentions out there. And this is getting a little bit woo-woo. I'm not going to dive too much into this, but I just want you to know this does work and this is how it happens. Because if you think about it, the frequencies that are all around us are all part of one big fabric of frequencies. It's all interconnected. So if you're thinking that you need to be in this place at this time, this other person is putting out an energy that he wants to find clients. You know, he wants to find people to edit videos for. The energy and the attraction there has moved him in a certain way that's made him be at the store at the same time you were. Like, that could explode your brain, or you're just going to go, you're full of shit, MJ. And I don't really, like, that's up to you how you take it, but that's how it works. It's basically how it works. So, yeah. So there you have it. That is how your thoughts are the starting point for you actually creating your dream body and your dream life. Whatever it is you want to achieve in life, start with a visualization and a thought, an intention that you want it, and hold it. Just keep it coming through. Keep letting it come through, because the more it comes through, not only are you putting that frequency out there to match with things that are aligned with you reaching that goal, but you're also familiarizing it. I had to say that slowly. It's so hard to say. Familiarizing it in your brain, in your subconscious brain, which therefore means it's going to start taking actions to make it your reality, because it thinks it is your reality. And that's how we fabricate things into our reality. So there we have it. That is all I'm going to say to this matter. Otherwise, I could keep talking around in circles like you know that I can. So thank you so much for listening. I really hope you did enjoy this episode. I hope I made it clear enough. I love explaining things in a way that's very understandable. So I really hope I got the point across. If I didn't, if you've got any questions, or if you want to ask me anything really or discuss anything about this episode, please feel free to reach out to me on the socials. I'll drop my Instagram and Facebook in the show notes for you so you can reach out. And if you're listening to this and you're thinking, okay, this has got to be a sign that it's time for me to take action and actually get help with my health and fitness to know, and personal development to know what actions to take, then I am more than happy to help you. We do have my MJ Fit Life Unstoppable membership coaching option, which is where you'll get access to your own customized meal plans and personalized workout programs, so that you'll be learning how to eat and exercise to get the body you want. So it'll basically be giving you the how. See, you wouldn't have known that this is how you were going to come across the thing that's going to help you, but this episode has just fallen into your lap and here it is. So if you feel like you'd love to learn how to eat and exercise for your body and your goals in a way that you can turn into a lifestyle so you can get your results and keep them, then simply drop me a DM saying fit on either Instagram or Facebook, or just message me with whatever you'd like to ask. It doesn't have to be fit, but fit is my keyword if you're not sure what to say. I do also work a lot in the spiritual awareness, personal development, emotional intelligence side of things with my Unstoppable membership girls. But if you would like to go even deeper in that to really like blow up the goals you want to achieve in your life, my one-to-one coaching option goes even deeper into this on a needs basis. So we basically have weekly video catch-ups. You also get your meal plans, your workout programs in the app, but we go deep in like 1 hour weekly video chat sessions where we just riff on what you need help leveling up through to unlock the limiting beliefs and self-doubt and unlock the things that are inside your mind that are holding you back. We remove those and we get you just into an unstoppable mindset. So if that is what you're vibing, then again, reach out on socials or send me a DM. If same fit, if you don't know, same keyword, if you don't know what to say. But yeah, more than happy to have a chat and see how I can help you absolutely thrive, because if you want to be the best version of yourself, you've got to be in your best shape physically and mentally. The two go hand in hand, and it all starts with the mental side of things. So that is why I'm so obsessed with combining the two, because we only get one life in this body and we should live it to its absolute best, because that is how we all thrive. If all of us are thriving personally, we can all lift each other up even more. All right, that's it from me. But if you did get value from this episode, please do not keep it to yourself. Let anyone who you think would get value from listening to this episode about it. Tell them just to look up The Fit Life with MJ on Apple or Spotify. Those are the bigger platforms that we're on. I think we're on Google as well, but you're definitely safe on Spotify and Apple. And yeah, I would also love it if you had a few minutes to pop over to the platform you're listening on and leave us a 5-star review, because that helps us get up in the ranks, like I always say, so that when people are searching for lifestyle, wellness, and health podcasts, we're further up the list for them to find us, which means we can help more people. It would be an absolute blessing for me if you would do that. Otherwise, fam, thank you so much for listening, and I cannot wait to speak to you in the next episode. I'm going to have some juicy content from Emily, my housemate, who I manifested, which we will talk about in an episode together very soon. She's an absolute queen when it comes to spiritual awareness, personal development as well. So I can't wait for you all to hear that. But when we get up from the Gold Coast, we're going to riff on that. We're going to riff on our trip, because it's a very luxe trip to an event on the Gold Coast that we are very excited for. So I'm going to bring that to you, all about manifestation and vibrational frequencies and literally like how to attract the life you want. So yeah. All right, lovelies. Thank you so much for listening. I'll talk to you all in the next episode. Bye for now.